Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Ted on I-5 is. Ted, are you there?
I am.
All right, Ted is ready to rock, which means, Steve, you got to get out of the studio, man.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Ted has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In what month do we celebrate Father's Day?
June.
Correct. Yukon and Fingerling are varieties of what?
Potato.
Correct. How many main islands make up the state of Hawaii?
5.
No.
4.
No.
6.
No. In what decade was IKEA founded?
70s.
No.
60s?
No.
90s?
No. What country is credited with inventing quiche?
France?
Yes. Who wrote the novel series The Green Mile?
Oh, goodness. Spielberg?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
How old must you be to run for president?
35.
Yes. The band Duran Duran took its name from which Jane Fonda sci-fi movie?
Pass.
The world's largest rose bush can be found in which southwest state?
Southwest Arizona.
Yes. How many studio albums did Van Halen release?
10.
No.
6.
No.
4.
No. The band Duran Duran took its name from which Jane Fonda sci-fi movie?
Pass again.
Ah, and as time expires... You still did pretty well. You got 5 correct there, Ted.
That's horrible, though.
No, I mean, it split right down the middle. Steve only scored 4 one time. Steve,
yes.
Welcome back to the studio, but are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
In what month do we celebrate Father's Day?
I don't know. June?
We do! Yukon and Fingerling are varieties of what?
Urban Dictionary phrases.
No.
They are potatoes.
They are. How many main islands make up the state of Hawaii?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
7?
No. In what decade was IKEA founded?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
No. What country is credited with inventing quiche?
America.
No.
Canada.
No.
France.
Yes. Who wrote the novel series The Green Mile?
What?
Who wrote the novel series The Green Mile?
John Grisham.
No.
Charles Dickens.
No.
Lee Iacocca.
No. How old must you be to run for president?
69 years old.
Nice, but no.
35.
Yes. The band Duran Duran took its name from which Jane Fonda sci-fi movie?
I don't know a single Jane Fonda movie. I can't even come up. I don't know. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
No.
Terminator.
No.
Aliens.
No. The world's largest rose bush can be found in which southwest state?
Arizona.
Yes. Steve, coming in right at the buzzer to give you a score of 5, which is a tie.
All right.
5 to 5.
Those were hard questions.
Have a good day, Ted.
Thank you.
Good luck in the windstorm.
I know, right? The number of islands that make up, main islands that make up the state of Hawaii is 8.
Ah, damn it. If I had one more guess.
IKEA was founded in the 40s.
Oh, I was kicking myself because I'm like, oh, I must have been found like in the 80s.
Apparently it's OG.
Since the 40s, we've been confused by their directions.
Mm-hmm. The country, oh, no, you already got that one. France, quiche, that's your favorite egg dish, right?
Yes.
The novel series, The Green Mile, was Stephen King.
It was.
Yes. Huh. And then Duran Duran took their name from the movie Barbarella.
I've heard of that movie. I have no idea what that movie, honestly, I can't, can you name another Jane Fonda movie?
No.
No.
How many studio, you didn't get to this one. How many studio albums did Van Halen release?
6.
No,
nine.
No. Nice, but no.
7?
No. 12.
12.
12 of those bad boys. If people would like to look as cool as Danny does this morning, rocking his new I Beat Migs t-shirt, they can shop for one exclusively in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Mariners are back at home tonight, and they are holding on to that first place in the AL West mention at the moment.
Yeah, I think we're like half a game up right now.
This is our year, and we're going to talk all about it with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. after Foo Fighters. Okay, say it with me, Steve.
This is our year.
Let's go.
Go Mariners. Back home tonight versus Baltimore, and we've got our favorite Mariners broadcaster on with us right now, Gary Hill Jr. Good morning, Gary.
Morning. How's it going?
Gary, we're doing great. I have a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. So there's a few stories that are going on with the Mariners right now. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to talk to Gary about this, that, or the other thing. So I'm going to list them off, but I want you to pick which one you want to talk about first.
I love it.
All right, we got Randy Johnson, his number being retired. We have Cal Raleigh and the incredible start to his season, just a monstrous amount of home runs. Or the story of Cole Young. Which one do you want to go with?
Oh, well, they're all great, but I feel like we have to start with Cal Raleigh.
Yes.
I mean, the term unbelievable, I think, gets overplayed in sports, but it is apt for Cal Raleigh this year. It has truly been unbelievable what he is doing. If you take Aaron Judge out of the mix, I think he's the clear front runner for AL MVP. He's been that good. When you're talking about best offensive season so far in baseball, it's a conversation with Judge, Otani, and Cal Raleigh. That's the conversation, right? He has been an absolute superstar and is doing things that catchers just don't do. And he has more home runs than any catcher's had in the first 2 months of the season.
It's been insane.
It's unreal.
Yeah, and the funny part is watching, like, you know, going on social media whenever, like, Major League Baseball is giving him his respect, his due respect, and just seeing people outside of Washington be like, I have no idea who this guy is. And I'm like, man, it's just a testament to being here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's kind of cool that all of a sudden there are people now learning who Cal Raleigh is and seeing why he's so great and why I think a lot of Mariners fans are just very happy that they locked him in for many years.
Oh, that's the great part, too. The whole thing is amazing how it's all come together this year. He's going to be a Mariner for a long time. I already think he has a unique bond with the fan base as well. It's something that Felix had, and, you know, we've seen it down through the years with guys, Edgar Martinez. But I feel like Cal Raleigh has already had that bond. He has already supplied a signature moment in Mariners history, punching the ticket to the postseason. And he still has a lot of career ahead of him. And he is having such a marvelous season. He's going to be an all-star for the first time this season. He should be starting the game. I'm sure he'll get an invitation to the Home Run Derby. And you're right, the national conversation surrounding him has been so fun as people are, you know, he's been one of the best catchers in baseball the last few years, but it's really catching on. Like, no, Cal Raleigh's the best catcher in the game right now. And nationally, that's being recognized, which is super fun.
And I don't have the stats in front of me, but I feel like it is like one of the rare instances where like a team backs up the truck and pays a guy, and then he follows it up by having an even better season. Sometimes I feel like you're paying him for their past success, and then things start kind of falling apart, and you're like, oh, man, I can't believe we dropped all that coin for this guy. But in this situation, it feels like that pay raise has also included, has led to him even being a better player.
You know, that's what's fun about this extension, too, because it is coming a time where he's in his prime, and he's going to spend his best years as a Seattle Mariner. And honestly, that's the tricky part about free agency, because guys get to that stage and sometimes they can be past their prime depending on their age.
Yeah.
But Cal is right in the middle of his best years, and he's going to spend them in a Seattle Mariners uniform. Hopefully he'll only spend his time in a Seattle Mariners uniform.
I support that.
He's already on his way to, like, you know, the Edgar Griffey, you know, that type of status. How I feel like we could be talking about Cal Raleigh down the road.
We're talking with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. And Gary, I know Steve mentioned Cole Young. Definitely want to talk about him because his story was absolutely remarkable. Getting, you know, basically called out of a game that he was playing down with the Rainiers and being told, hey, you got to go to Seattle. And then his parents were there for an epic moment. Talk about what that was like.
Oh, amazing. I can't get enough of those videos. The call-up videos are just the best. When you see the lifelong dream realized, and not only for the player themselves, but for the families as well. And to the family on scene, for him, his first major league RBI was a walk-off, if you can believe it. I mean, you couldn't have written a better script than that. You know, he's one of the youngest players in baseball right now. And it's super exciting because the Mariners have had and have a really good farm system. And there's a lot of really exciting players in there. And in terms of position players, Cole Young's kind of the first of this wave that we're all pretty excited to see. So the fact that he's here and contributing already is so phenomenal. And I can't get enough of the family. You know, seeing, he talked about it too, like he grew up in Pittsburgh and summer ball and travel ball in Pittsburgh wasn't always the easiest thing. So his family would fly him to Florida and fly him to Georgia when he was, you know, a kid. And you think about all the hours and all the time, all his family has been there to support him. And there they were watching his major league debut on scene, thinking about just the journey to get there. I always think that's the best.
And we're talking with Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster, also a lifelong Mariners fan as well, which I love to pick your brain about this question because I started thinking about it yesterday with Randy Johnson. They announced that they're going to be retiring his number 51. And it's a loaded question, but if you had to pick one Mariners legend, I'm going to give you a couple to pick from that you wish you could just grab and put on this current roster, who would it be? Would it be Randy Johnson, the other number 51, Ichiro, Felix Hernandez, or Ken Griffey Jr.? Who are you going with?
Oh, man. What a question. This is impossible. Oh, man. I would take, I don't even know. I would take every one of them. But I got to say, dropping Griffey in the middle of this lineup would be pretty great.
Right.
Like, I love that. You know, Randy was, for the people that weren't here, it was phenomenal to watch him every 5 days. It was appointment baseball. I remember going to those games in the Kingdome. Because you never knew. You went to the park thinking that you were going to see something great that day and probably something you've never seen before. And he pitched with such intensity and sometimes anger and would dominate, just utterly destroy the opposition. You know, 10 strikeouts, 12 strikeouts, 14 strikeouts, just every single time out. I remember one game, one of my favorite baseball games I was at the Kingdome. I went with my good friend, Paul Moore. We had tickets in center field. And we get to center field, and it was a nationally televised game. There was a camera in our seat. And we're like, this is kind of weird. So they're like, okay, we're moving you. You're fine. They move us right behind home plate. And we're like four rows back. And it was a Randy Johnson game.
Wow.
And I had never been that close to watching him pitch. And it was unreal to watch the stuff. I had no idea how anyone hit it. Most of them didn't. But I had no idea how you'd make contact with that. But seeing it up close was one of my great memories as a kid. It was unbelievable.
It'd be hard to watch the game. I'd be mesmerized by that mullet the whole time, though.
Yeah, that's exactly. And the mustache just kind of fluttering as he would go into his windup. Yeah, the whole thing.
Styling and profiling.
Hey, Gary, we're going to be coming. We're going to be doing an event over at the Mariners game on June 18th. Where KSW listeners could go to our website, KSW.com, and get discounted tickets. Plus, proceeds will go to the National MS Society.
Yes, that's right.
I'm sure you're a little busy, but it'd be great to track you down and say hi to you.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I'd love to run into you. That sounds like fun. Let's do that.
Afternoon games are always the best at Mariners at T-Mobile Park.
Sunny day. Yeah, there's no better place to be. I mean, it's a lot better than work. So,
100%. Yeah. We're offering to call people's bosses and get them out of work.
Or write a letter. Yeah,
anything. For sure.
That's the right thing to do.
It is.
I think you're doing a service. Yes. You're doing a service for society. That's good.
Gary Hill Jr. You can follow him on Instagram. Handle is at Gary Hill Jr. Mariners again at home tonight versus the Orioles. And Gary, we look forward to chatting with you again real soon.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing one single second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with AEW Collision tickets for Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center.
I'll be there,
Kent,
brother.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to AEW Collision. That is happening on Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center in Kent. And Steve Miggs, you're going to be there.
And fingers crossed I'll be wrestling there, too. It's a chance. It's a slim chance, but it could happen.
That could be most epic.
So hopefully you could join us and then hang out, too.
I'm rooting for you. I'm also rooting for Alan from Seattle, who's our contestant this morning. What's up, Alan?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing great, my friend. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing with me or Miggs.
Right, there goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? Right now it's on me, and I believe it's going to stay there. It's you and me, Alan. Let's win you those AEW tickets.
Let's do it, Steve.
All right, Alan. Here is your clip.
I'm singing it in my head. I know it's The Offspring.
I know. Same here. I'm trying to think of the song.
Oh, I think I got it. Danny, play it again.
Is it about children, Steve?
I believe, yes, you are going down the right road.
The kids aren't all right.
Bam. Let's go, Alan. I don't know the lyrics, but I know the melody. Pretty cool.
Wow. You're very in tune.
Thank you. I was practicing.
Alan made that look easy. All right, Steve.
Yeah, Alan. Right now, we are 50% away from you winning these tickets.
All right, Steve, here is your clip.
What's my age again? Blink 182. We know Danny's back because it's two pop punk bands and Hook or Shook.
I was just about to say that.
Welcome back, Danny, and congratulations, Alan. We're sending you to AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st. Hopefully, Steve Miggs makes it into the ring.
Oh, dude, if I'm there, you better take a picture of me wrestling.
I will.
Awesome, brother. I'll look for you, and I'll rip my shirt and throw it at you.
Wow.
I probably won't do that.
Things got real aggressive there real quick.
Kind of did.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Daily Miggs Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Lenny Kravitz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
There have been some spectacular texts and calls today that we have not had a chance to chat with you about, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So go ahead and call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from today's show or if you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK.
Get some great texts this morning. Some have questions for members of the show, others commenting on the topics that we were doing. Let's start off with a question for Danny V, since he is back from Disneyland, New Mexico, and everywhere else in between.
Yeah, right?
Somebody wanted to know, Danny, what emo night do you host every month? My wife and I were trying to go to the Knitting Factory in Spokane, but we had to cancel, and I didn't see any other shows in the area for a couple of months.
Oh, boo. Yeah, well, see, Spokane only happens quarterly.
Okay.
So we haven't announced the next date yet, but I will say keep August on the books.
Okay. And what about Seattle?
Seattle happens every month. We're doing that one Friday, June 13th, which I'm so excited. I love the Friday the 13th ones.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone dresses up in black. I mean, we all dress up.
Wait a second. I was like, it's emo night. Everybody dresses up in black all the time.
You know what's cool, though? And I've always wanted to do this because Numos is right next to Super Genius, which our friend Damon Conklin works for, you know, owns. And at that point, I was like, I wonder if there's a way that I could like finagle it to go get a tattoo and then go do emo night. And I feel like everyone that should go should do the same thing.
That's awesome.
Would you get an emo night tattoo?
Of course I would. I have two already.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that's not that big of a deal then, right?
I just want more.
More.
Well, it's funny you bring up Damon because somebody did text in and say, hey, are you guys actually going to be at the Seattle Tattoo Expo? And are you going to be giving away Daily Migs tattoos? If so, I'm totally there. So it's SeattleTattooExpo.com. We haven't figured out all the details just yet. Our buddy Damon is in Europe right now, but he's going to be working on a flash tattoo. And for those that don't know, that's like they make tattoos that are easy and quick to tattoo. Like you can get them done in a couple of minutes and they put them on people who are willing to take them. So he's going to make a Daily Migs inspired flash tattoo. And if Danny, you weren't here for the conversation with Damon, but here's our chat with Damon where we just kind of put him on the spot because the thought popped in my mind as we were doing the interview. You know, you hear about like these like events happen where they do like flash tattoos where you can get like these quick little tattoos. Do you think we could have like a Daily Migs booth where like people can get Daily Migs tattoos?
Let's make that happen. Let's
do it.
For like a couple hours.
Do that.
That would be amazing if people showed up and got Daily Migs tattoos.
I will go out of my way to draw custom personal Daily Migs flash for you, man.
Oh,
bro,
my gosh.
I will get it done.
Absolutely.
I feel like then I have to get that tattoo as well.
I'm absolutely getting it.
How funny is that? I've been like, that's like my bucket list is like one day to get a nice tattoo from Damon. Because Damon, I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. You're truly one of my favorite artists. And I think what you do is just incredible. And I think
love everything you do. And you're on my bucket list too, brother.
Aww. Oh,
how funny would it be if it's a ridiculous Daily Migs tattoo is the one that I get the Damon tattoo and it's that.
You finally get your moment?
Yeah.
And then you can do one on me.
Yes!
Oh, it's going to be.
This is going to be the greatest Seattle Tattoo Expo ever. August 15th, 16th, and 17th, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Danny, Taryn and I are going to get the Daily Mix Flash tattoo. I got to imagine. No pressure, no arm twisting over here, but I got to imagine you would do it, too.
First off, yes. Secondly, can you get it on your head?
No.
Right on the back of his... Yeah.
I was thinking more on the neck. You go like full Cody Rhodes.
Not side neck. How about front neck? Right on the esophagus.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, if you do it, I'll do it.
Oh, no, my God. Can you imagine?
Yes, I will get the tattoo with you guys.
I don't even know where would I get it. I was thinking like, I could do it on my hand.
Ooh.
Your first hand tattoo is going to be
Daily Migs? Oh, my gosh. I just got it figured out. D-A-L-Y on one set of knuckles. M-I-G-S on the other set of knuckles.
You do that. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Get ready to tee off at the first ever Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing.
Four.
We don't know if there's any spots left, but there could be. And if there are, you better sign up right now at KISW.com. And then come see us. We're going to be broadcasting live Monday morning. Details at KISW.com. I have yet to take my son Barrett to Disneyland, but when I do go, I think I'm taking Danny and his daughter Lily with us. Because
thanks for the invite, you jerk.
Nobody knows that park and nobody knows Disneyland better than our Disney dad, Danny.
Oh, then you, yeah, don't take me because I even get the app with the map and I still get lost. Oh. You don't want me helping you out with that.
Well, here is some of the audio from the most magical place on earth.
Lily, we are sitting here in Tomorrowland, day two. It's only 6 o'clock in the evening. How are you feeling?
My feet hurt. That's all I say.
Oh, so she's turned into a 40-year-old woman since the last time we've seen her. Yes, I understand that. How are your feet doing?
Ha ha ha. It hurts.
It's a lot of freaking walking.
It's so much walk. Like, I'm just like, how is this possible that we walk so much?
Do you know how many steps you took?
I think each day we average over 25,000.
Yeah, I remember one time we had, when we had Apple Watches, we did like how many miles, and it was like, I almost said the bad word, but a crap ton of miles. Like I think it might have been like 10.
I think we did 8 one day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
What has been your favorite part so far of the DL?
Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know. It's just like a fun drop tower.
See, now I've not done Guardians of the Galaxy, but I did it when it was the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
It's the exact same, except for they just change up like the characters in it.
How's like the walk up though? Because the walk up when it was Tower of Terror was pretty freaking cool.
It's cool. Yeah. You go through like the whole Guardians of the Galaxy scenes. They have like things in it. There's a whole story that goes along with it. And it does look really cool.
Yeah. Which one do you think's better though?
Oh, Tower of Terror, of course. Yeah. Twilight Zone.
These kids these days don't understand what we had.
Which one do you think Steve would like? And which one do you think Taryn would like ride in the entire park?
Steve would probably like Incredicoaster.
Why do you think Steve would like Incredicoaster?
I feel like he likes really, like, high-end rides.
Yeah, I'm a fancy guy. I'm very bougie. I like my high-end. Wait, so what's the Incredicoaster?
So that used...
Is that the Incredibles?
It's the Incredibles.
Okay.
It used to be like it used to be called California Screamin'. It's the fastest.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Rock and Roller Coaster.
I freaking love it. Yeah. Great. I mean, I'm a Space Mountain guy, but that was a solid number two.
Yeah, it was.
Hell yeah. Good call, Lily.
So I feel like you would like it since it's like a huge attraction.
What about Taryn?
I think Taryn will like Big Thunder Mountain.
Which one's Big Thunder Mountain?
That's the one with the runaway train. It's also a roller coaster.
Yeah. Okay, that one is awesome. Badass.
Okay. I haven't been in so long, Danny.
She's
I forget
crushing
things.
It so
she
far.
Is.
She didn't say it's a small world, so I'm fine with either of those.
How come?
I think she would like it because I think she would like the part where when you go up and there's like the waterfall and the ponds with like with the bats and the colors inside of the ponds.
Which ride do you think Steve would not like?
He would not like the teacups.
How come?
Because he would probably get sick.
I mean, it's probably not wrong.
And pass out.
I think I've been on the teacups before.
Teacups are awful.
Yeah, I don't like those. She's crushing it so far.
She knows
it.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd probably throw up everywhere.
Yeah.
What about Taryn?
Taryn, she would probably not like the Symphony Swings.
How come?
I feel like because it would be too high.
What's the
so she got that one wrong. Because if we know anything about Taryn Daly is that she's a fan of being too high.
I like being high.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can join us at the Mariners game on Wednesday, June 18th, 2 weeks from tomorrow as the Mariners take on the Red Sox. We have a hookup on discounted tickets for that game, plus $2 from every ticket sold is going to go back to the National MS Society. Get all the info at KISW.com.
We'll be right back.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the studio. Can you give us an update? Do we still have some foursomes available for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic on Monday?
I looked, and I believe they are still there. So.
Do they not realize that by being a part of the foursome, you also get your own men's room ball sack?
Yes, that is true.
We did get to see the swag bag yesterday. Yeah. It is pretty dope.
Pretty good. Yeah, yeah. And the only downside of the whole thing is that you have to play golf.
I mean,
you get cool stuff. You get to drink outside before noon.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be beautiful that day. Again, if you didn't have to play golf, it'd be amazing.
I still think my favorite part is that there's a hole that's sponsored by Trapper Sushi, and it'll be Trapper Sushi rolls there for people to eat.
Yes. I cannot wait.
There's a Trapper Sushi towel in the swag bag, too.
And apparently, one of the holes you have to putt while sitting on the toilet.
Yes. We had some fun.
It's a very highbrow tournament.
There's also alcohol available just about everywhere.
And the details can be found at KISW.com.
Yes. So join us, won't you?
Let's go from one sport to another. Let's talk a little bit about baseball. Yesterday was the 35th anniversary of Randy Johnson's big no-hitter when he was on the Mariners. And yesterday the team decided to use that as a reason to announce that they will retire Randy Johnson's number 51 during the 2026 season. I did hear that when he agreed to it, he wanted to make sure that they retired Ichiro's number 51 before they retired his. There seems to be a lot of love between those two players, which
very
I think
cool.
is pretty freaking cool. So he's one of the few, though. He'll become the fifth Mariner in history to receive the honor of having their jersey number retired. He's joining Ken Griffey Jr. You remember what number?
24.
All right. Edgar Martinez?
11.
Yes. Ichiro?
69.
Yes. 51.
And then, although he wasn't a Mariner, but all the teams have done this, Jackie Robinson.
16.
No.
I don't remember.
Think Griffey reversed.
42.
There you go.
I did pretty good there. Seattle, no shocker here, remains one of the priciest rental markets in the entire United States. The average monthly rent is now $2,110.
And that's just for one room in a house.
A studio. Yeah.
I'm renting the bathroom in my basement for $1,500 right now.
It's just a treehouse, actually. We're 30% higher than the national average, which is bonkers.
I have so many friends that have posted out, they recently left Washington, and they're talking about what they're freely sharing what their mortgage or what their rent is. And I'm like, okay, I understand why you left Washington.
Yeah, it's a spendy one out there. They say if you want to live comfortably in Seattle, you have to earn over $84,000 a year.
To live in Seattle.
To live in Seattle.
Which, again, is why I'm renting the bathroom in my basement for $1,500 a month.
Have any of you been to Remlinger Farms for their...
You know what? I haven't been out there yet, no.
And they're doing concerts now there, yeah. Which I think a lot of people are very excited about, except for the community in Carnation, because apparently... traffic has become a massive issue because of these concerts.
Big issue last season during their concert season, and then apparently after this last weekend, now people are really enraged.
Two sold out.
Leon Bridges.
Who the hell's Leon
Oh,
Bridges?
Come
Dude,
on.
He's Mr. and Mrs. Bridges, kid. Everyone knows
he's
that.
So
like
great.
Todd Bridges?
Sure.
From Different Strokes?
I don't know.
Leon
Willis
Bridges.
Has got kids? Who the hell is Leon Bridges?
He's got some cool swag soul going on. He's a crooner.
Okay.
I thought he was a country artist.
No.
I just typecast him based on his name. And Leon Bridges sounds like a country artist.
He's not a country artist.
Does he play with Billy Strings?
He probably could.
Well, anyways, yeah, a lot of people are like, hey, look, can we get like a big roundabout to help things out? And they're just trying to figure out how to improve traffic in that area. And we're dealing with that in Puyallup. Not a concert venue, but there's now new apartment complexes that are going up on Shaw Road, and everyone's freaking out because Shaw Road's just like one lane for each side. We're like, what do you expect traffic to be like once these apartments are getting filled?
I feel like this is happening everywhere right now. Well, there's no plan.
If you want to get out of Carnation or Puyallup, I'm renting the bathroom of my basement for $1,500 a month.
Hey, the Mariners, they're back at it tonight. They're taking on the Baltimore Orioles at T-Mobile Park. So head on down there if you want to see the Mariners hopefully win and continue being the number one team in the AL West. As far as weather, it's going to be a nice day today. 72 degrees, cloudy. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Fact.
The Daily Mix Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.